radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, and periodically we check in with Door County Medical Center, and we have exciting news. We are joined right now by President and CEO of Door County Medical Center, Brian Stevens. And Brian, some COVID-19 vaccination clinics are coming to NEW Industries in Bay Shipbuilding. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me on. And we are excited this week to finally have the supply that we need of vaccine and the availability to be able to go on site to a couple of our local businesses and provide vaccinations to their employees. So we'll be at Fink and Terry Bay Shipbuilding tomorrow. That'll be Tuesday. And then on Friday of this week, we'll be over at NEW Industries and looking forward to providing those worksite clinics.
And how did these worksite clinics come about? Is this something that the companies approached you on, or you approached them?
We've tried to keep a pretty open dialogue with several of the larger businesses in town throughout this, the last several months, as people are seeking vaccinations. And would have liked to have been able to serve all of our businesses much sooner, but just because we were limited on the supply that we were getting, and our priority was the over 65 population and then those with chronic conditions who are under 65. And so we've finally been able to work through all of that. And just as part of those ongoing conversations, one of which was with Todd Thays over at Fink and Terry, I said, Todd, we can finally come over and help out if you still have folks who need to be vaccinated. And so we don't think that it's a large number. We feel like most of the folks over at Bay Shipbuilding who have wanted to receive the vaccination have already had an opportunity to do so. But they put out a sign up last week, and we're starting to get some names on the list. And so, we're just excited to be able to do that in a more convenient way.
So I guess that's kind of the important thing as well, because both Fink and Terry Bay Shipbuilding and NEW Industries, obviously, it's an all hands on deck type of situation at those businesses. And with the risks of some of those side effects, you don't necessarily want to have large portions of those workforces, not be able to work, I guess, would be the best way of putting it. And have those considerations been made with the number of vaccinations you might be giving out?
Yeah, that's another reason that even if we had had availability to do large worksite clinics prior to this, it probably wouldn't have been advised, at least not to do them all on the same day, just because in about half of the patients, particularly with the second dose of Moderna, we do see some immune response, that has the potential to keep people out of work. At this point, a number of their employees, like I say, have already received the vaccination. This will just kind of be one last effort to try to get those who are unvaccinated a convenient option to do so. And so we don't expect that it'll be a large percentage of their workforce. So we don't have too many concerns about that.
And are you talking to other businesses right now about potentially doing the same thing there?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you, and that's why I'm appreciate you having me on to talk about this. Is we have, like I say, had an open dialogue with a lot of the larger businesses in town. We also continue to talk with public health about populations of folks who still might need to be vaccinated. So, for instance, one of the groups that we're talking about is if our local businesses are able to have J-1 visa workers come and work in Door County this summer, as they start to arrive, we want to be able to make sure that they're vaccinated and can give them that option when they get here. So we'll be working with Door County Economic Development, Destination Door County, Destination Sturgeon Bay, the Sister Bay Association, lots of different groups like that to try to make sure that we can reach out specific to hospitality businesses and make sure that their J-1 visa workers are vaccinated. Aside from that, we're definitely open to doing these types of clinics if there's a group out there that feels like it would be helpful for us to come on site. Definitely just contact us and let us know you're interested in that. And if the numbers warrant it, we can certainly look at that.
And if businesses are interested in talking to Door County Medical Center to set up an on-site vaccination clinic or work with you to get those people vaccinated, how do they do that?
Yeah, just give us a call at our main phone number, 743-5566. And I would recommend that you ask for Nancy Doust. Nancy has helped work directly with the companies to set these up this week. And so she'd be a good first person to talk to and can possibly get other companies set up.
Very good. And then final question for you. We mentioned last week that obviously there's been a little bit of a drop in demand for vaccinations. Have you seen a little bit of an uptick now that people, at least for the time being, don't have that Johnson & Johnson option?
We definitely see the demand waning a little bit, but I think that's mostly due to the fact that, you know, we're off to a really great start in Door County. Door County continues to lead the entire state of Wisconsin in terms of the number of folks who have been vaccinated. Right now, if you just look at, like, the percentage of our population over the age of 20, we've vaccinated nearly two-thirds of that population over the age of 20 with at least one dose. And so we're, you know, well on our way to achieving the goals that have been set here locally and by the state to try to get folks vaccinated. And just encourage people to continue. This month in particular is a great month to do it because public health is still offering mass vaccination clinics. We're still offering mass vaccination clinics throughout this month. And then even after that, you'll still be able to come in and get an appointment and be vaccinated. But we encourage you to get it done. It's definitely making a difference in our community and helping to keep everybody safe.
More good news on the vaccination front from Door County Medical Center. President and CEO Brian Stevens, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
You're listening to DoorCountyDailyNews.com.